This is WHTC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest this morning is Rolly Peterson. Good morning, Rolly.
Good morning.
And Rolly and I have known each other for over 50 years. Would you say that, Rolly?
I think that's safe.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've gone through various phases together, and we're still at it. He's stayed in Saugatuck, and I moved out of Saugatuck.
Well, I'm still fighting the battle.
But Rolly has always been a guy who can multitask. At least as long as I've known him, he's been at one thing or another. He was responsible for getting Keewatin into Saugatuck and responsible for selling it, too. Because he said he was getting too old.
Yep, it's time to move on, do other things. There's a lot of other challenges that are out there in Saugatuck.
But you're still interested in the harbor and the water and Saugatuck?
I am, and I think I can make the announcement today that for all practical purposes, and this is, we've discussed this before, that the cities of Saugatuck and the city of Douglas are now totally consolidated.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people might say, what do you mean? Well, actually, they are totally consolidated. I think it was started when they put the bridge across the Blue Star Bridge.
Yeah.
And now you've got all the highway signs say Saugatuck Douglas. We got Saugatuck Douglas Library, Saugatuck Douglas School System, with the Joint Fire Department, Saugatuck Douglas Police Department, Chamber of Commerce. It goes on and on. But it is truly consolidated.
Mm-hmm. But yet there's always a feeling of separation.
Well, absolutely. And that's easy to understand. For some strange reason, the local governments have refused to acknowledge that now that we have one community, it's totally dysfunctional to have two governments. Not only that, using the numbers that were generated by the communities themselves, we're wasting a minimum of $10,000 a week. That's 52 weeks, that's $520,000. So every week that goes by, at a minimum of cash flow, that community is just throwing $10,000 down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we don't have the money to build a new washroom facilities at the south end of town. That's why we don't have a skating rink like South Haven has. At some point, the village or the city fathers are going to have to take a deep breath and talk about getting some good management. Because as long as you have, as you know, I'm sure this radio station has one chief. Every ship I know has one captain. There is no way that Saugatuck and Douglas can go into the future with two governments.
Yeah. Now, you're particularly interested in the harbor.
Yep.
Because you've spent a lot of time in that harbor.
Well, the harbor's been a challenge for about, 200 years almost. There's two sections of the harbor. You have the entrance to Lake Michigan and up to Coral Gables, which the federal government assumes the responsibility. They don't always have the money available to do what needs to be done, but it is their responsibility. Then you have Lake Kalamazoo, and which over the years... they've had problems. They did put the Red Dock, the transportation company built the Red Dock, and that lasted about 6 months till the siltation filled it. And I think Tower Marine is the only full-service marina that's left there, because everybody else, when the land prices went up, they decided to sell out and go someplace else. So if the community... the community has to realize that harbor is probably their primary asset, and they're going to have to carefully sit down and discuss the future of it and what has to be done and who's going to do it.
Right. Now, in the old days, the big ships came right up to the big pavilion and usually docked there and brought a lot of people in. A lot of people came in from Chicago, and some of them stayed maybe a week or two, and Some of them stayed all summer.
Yeah, well, the big ships could make it up to the big pavilion, but as far as they could just barely turn around in Lake Kalamazoo, and that became very difficult. But people always envision, in other words, Lake Kalamazoo is a pretty good, quite a bit of acreage there, and in the future that has to be, or can be, the community is going to have to make a choice. They're either going to have a first-class, world-class harbor, or they're going to have a river flowing through a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And dredging is not the answer because you're talking millions and millions of dollars, and you'd have to do it every year. So that is not a solution. They've talked about it, and they've spent a lot of money doing a lot of planning. But the little seventh-grade math makes it easy to understand why you cannot solve the problem with, you know, continual dredging.
Now, the water comes from the other side, under through the bridge, and forms kind of a delta there and brings the dirt in, doesn't it?
Right. As it comes under the bridge, it slows down and just dumps something like 40,000 cubic yards a year. Now, you know, at $20, a minimum of $20 a cubic yard, if you had a place to put it.
Right.
Now, the only place that we've been placing it in the last 40 years has been on Tower Marina property, but that's as running out of space over there for that. So there's going to have to be some careful thought given to the way to solve the problem. There mm-hmm. are, by the way, there are ways, but then we get back into the government. Right now, in the last 25 years, I have asked Saugatuck and Douglas, the councils, to have workshops on the harbor so we could discuss. I do know quite a bit about it because I've had to make payroll all these years, and to do that, you know, you have to solve the problems. But for some strange reason, and I think you remarked about it earlier, the councils of Saugatuck and Douglas refuse to have a workshop where they could ask questions and they could learn something about what's going on in the harbor and how possibly the problems could be solved.
Mm-hmm.
actually do that. Even the mayors, I've called the mayors and I said, you know, can we have coffee and talk about it? No way.
Mm.
It is very, very strange. And I personally don't think until we have some a better system of governing that community, I don't know how we're going to go forward and solve these problems.
Well, now, you're getting along in years, as am I, and what's going to happen if you pass on?
Well, maybe a celebration in the streets. I don't know. I don't know. I would hope, and I'm working very – I do think that we have quite a bit of waterfront property there. That it should be publicly owned. The community should own it because if it's properly run, it can generate enough money so that we don't have to look for the federal government for money to keep our mm-hmm. interests open. Not only that, recreational boating is a tremendous income to the community. They don't have cars. They don't have to worry about parking.
Right.
Some of those big boats, they'll come in and drop $50,000 or $100,000 just on a weekend. And these are people from all walks of life that come in. Most of the people that live in Saugatuck now first came in by boat, and they liked the community, and they sold their boat and settled in.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Mr. McClendon's projection on this property is going to be along there? What will that have on effect? Will that have on Saugatuck?
Well, when he proposed it, I wasn't quite sure about how he was treating the sand dunes, so I made a scale model so I could see for myself how his project would work with the sand dunes out there, because that's the primary thing we're trying to protect. And actually, what he proposed would open it up to the public, and I think he was prepared to donate most of the actual big sand dunes and make it part of the park.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, a lot of people got real emotional about the whole thing. Now, these people that got emotional really didn't understand what was proposed for out there. So as a result, instead of being open to the public and having a nice place where somebody like myself could ride the elevator up to a point where I could see Lake Michigan and the wetlands and some of the other things we just bought, right now that is not going to be open to the public unless something changes. No, it's a real tragedy. But here again, the local governments couldn't get together to really look at the project, understand it, and then come to a decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you happy that the outcome this so far, the beach on the north side of the channel, on the south side of the channel, goes to
the... Well, the south side of the channel is kind of a disappointment. Some of our customers came in over the weekend, and they said they enjoyed walking through there over the years, you know. But this last time they went through, they were met by a policeman who read them the riot act and asked them to leave.
Hmm.
Apparently, some of our tax dollars are being used to put police out on there, which doesn't really... The whole idea, I thought, was kind of a wilderness area where you could kind of wander around and think your thoughts, but now you're going to be accompanied by a policeman.
I remember one Sunday morning, two guys raced from the oval to the channel to see if one guy could win or the other. And I don't remember who won, but it was a fun thing.
Well, yeah, things have changed, but Saugatuck and Douglas has a tremendous potential, the area with the dunes and the harbor. But I've been approached lately by a lot of potential investors, and they're worried about coming into Saugatuck and trying to do anything. It's just extremely difficult. You keep running into these various groups that don't seem to want anything other than to use whatever laws are available to oppose some project, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. What about the Presbyterian camp? Has that been sold now?
Well, that's on its way. I think there's another plan. There's a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the high school to discuss the project.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to put in homes there.
Those were four or five big homes. There's a big market for, obviously, some people got an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Paying $1 million for a waterfront lot doesn't seem to bother them.
All right. By the way, if any of you out there have some questions you'd like to ask of my guest, feel free to call us here at 395-1450. Our line is open for you. All right. We're talking with Rolly Peterson, who is manages a marina in Saugatuck.
Yeah, we have two marinas. We have Tower Marina. There was three other marinas. There was Naughton's Marina there. There was Frank Dennison built Saugatuck Marine, and there was West Shore Marine. But those all disappeared because it was easier to cash out. And running a marina is no walk in the park. Running a marina is a very difficult thing, especially when you have to think about what's happening in the community as far as it affects the harbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, that harbor is not Tower Marina's harbor. That's a community asset, and it's also a natural asset of the state of Michigan. And one of the things I've been doing, I'm serving on the State Waterways Commission, is to have the state of Michigan have a harbor advocate. In other words, if I see a sick duck out there or an oil spill, I got a phone number I can call and I get immediate action.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have problems with our harbor or anybody else has problems with their harbor, there is no number to call. There is no, it's a functional problem with the state. But that's one of the things that I personally have been pushing for as a member of the Waterways Commission.
Mm-hmm. Now you got the Keewatin up the river there with some difficulty and out with some difficulty, right?
Well, we got it. You got to remember that when we brought the Keewatin in, that harbor was deeper. And we brought it in almost straight across from the town, all right over to our marina. But with a recent siltation, the deeper water has moved closer to the west shore. So when King Company dredged to get it out, we followed the only deep water, which is very close to shore by the Saugatuck Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, then when that siltation reaches that shore, unless we have a plan in place before that happens, boating in Lake Kalamazoo is going to be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anything that needs more than how much depth?
Beg pardon?
How much depth can you do you have to have to?
Well,
we
a lot of people enjoy sailing, and they like Saugatuck. So some of those sailboats have drafts of 6 or 7 feet. So the channel going out should be around 12 feet deep.
I got a call here. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Hey, good morning, Juke, and good morning, guests. I really appreciate you folks talking about our waterways and some of the inlets and, you know, the silt that builds up and things and trying to get rid of that or trying to deter some of it. But I was wondering, why was there never any, what do they call them? Now I just had an old brain fart. a break wall built outside the channel areas. Out on the big lakes. I know along Illinois and Indiana they have them, and they help deter some of the waste and silt coming in back in towards the channels, and it cuts down on the wave movement towards the shorelines. Has there been anything researched or that for our areas here along Michigan shores? And I thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, there, do you call that, they call that lateral siltation. That's the sand that moves laterally along Lake Michigan, and that breakwater is part of, I was talking to Juke about this earlier, the whole thing is a business. Now, the government just spent $7 million completely rebuilding our breakwater out there, which is, so it's in excellent shape, but as far as doing what you're talking about is another breakwater to catch that lateral flow. That all depends on the level of activity of that harbor, and the level of activity in that harbor is going to depend on solving the problems of keeping deep water and reconfiguring Lake Kalamazoo, because nobody's going to spend any more money on that harbor entrance unless there's a financial reason, and that financial reason has to be the reconfiguration of Lake Kalamazoo. In other words, Lake Kalamazoo, if it's going to be something other than a swamp, it has to be reconfigured with new bulkhead lines and possibly, people call them islands out there that'll keep the silt flowing through Lake Kalamazoo out into Lake Michigan, where it's going now, and there's no way of really stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing boils down. In other words, that breakwater you're talking about is part of a business. Harbors are businesses. The communities are businesses.
Yes.
The business of Saugatuck and Douglas should be a harbor community.
All right. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Can they legally stop McClellan? And what does the Lake Township have in Saugatuck? Are they together on that, or to the township seems to be against it or for it, but can they legally stop it? I privately owned it. I don't see how they can stop it, but I'd like his opinion on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you get the question?
What was the question?
You want to know if we could stop that silt in any way?
Yeah, you can. There are ways. It takes. There is engineering. Available now for these harbors that you can't stop the siltation. I mean, coming down the river,
yeah.
There's no way to stop that. There's efforts to keep the farmers, with grass between their drains and their fields. But if you get a 2-inch rainfall or something, that completely overwhelms it. You're going to have to, for the next 100-150 years, assume that silt is going to continue to come down the Kalamazoo River, the Rabbit River. But there are ways, very simple ways, of dealing with it. We've had the University of Michigan make a full-scale model of that in their laboratory. A lot of work has been done. The problem is to implement the solutions in our political climate in Saugatuck Douglas has been impossible. Neither government wants to hold any meetings where we can discuss the problems and the solutions. It hasn't happened, and they've made it clear it ain't going to happen. And if you can figure that one out, why you call me.
Well, I guess it all boils down to money, doesn't it?
It does, and obviously, but the big problem that we have is having two governments for one community. It's very difficult to get anything done or come to any agreements on anything.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned that earlier, Juke. You know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good morning, online with our guest.
Good morning. I was wondering, years ago there used to be commercial fishermen that went out of Saugatuck. Do they still do that?
Not the type of commercial fishing you're talking to. We have a lot of charter boats that run out of there. The DNR has eliminated a lot of those licenses. I think the Indians have a few up north. But the only fishing out of there now is through the charter boats, and they're quite active, and it's a pretty it's a large business.
No, mm-hmm. But it's not the commercial ones.
No, you can't get fish down by the dock anymore.
No, and actually, you know, the research boats go out there a couple times a year. The whitefish are dying of old age out there, so it would be nice if we did have some commercial fish.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember the fishermen used to go out there, and then the DNR cut them off, and then they went because of the alewives, and then they went fishing for alewives, and then they cut that off. And
yeah.
Every time they wanted to do something that made them a little money, the DNR cut them off.
Yeah, I think that's a dead industry, but there's a tremendous amount of whitefish out there that are looking for a net, I guess.
Hmm. Well, there's a few whitefish in Lake Makatawa, too.
Oh, yeah. No, there's the big industry for the harbor there for Saugatuck and Douglas is recreational boating with
yeah.
a little bit of commercial, you know, cruise boats, things like that coming in. Tremendous potential, millions and millions of dollars a year.
Well, Saugatuck has had some good press lately on town to come and visit.
What's tremendous, Saugatuck and Douglas has a tremendous potential. Tremendous potential. I mean, that's why I'm in there, but I'll probably won't be around to see it if it does happen. But truly, like any business, Saugatuck and Douglas is a business. You know, we're in the tourist business and recreational boating. We have to have better management. It's not the people that are involved. It's the people are serving in a system that is bound to failure. You cannot, like I say, there's only room for one captain on a ship, one captain on an airplane, one general in the army.
Right. Okay, I got another call here. Yes, you're online with our guest.
Yes, good morning again, Juke, and thank you for taking my call. Maybe I missed earlier the exact responsibilities or interests of your guest there, but you mentioned Lake Makatawa. Is he also a person who would be of interest for Lake Makatawa's fishing industry and waterways here within our area of Holland?
Well, I think his interest is really in Saugatuck.
Oh, okay.
But he might be a good advisor.
Well, no, Holland suffers from some of the same problems, but not to the extent of they don't have the waterways emptying into it Holland doesn't have the amount of siltation coming down that Holland does. But Holland's going to have to think of the time when Padnos is not there anymore and the federal government is not dredging their harbor up to the town.
Right, because we just had issues with a boat coming into town and it not being able to dock in some of our areas. And I know it's not the first time we've had issues with the silt buildup and that, but also with our own local fishing industry here for tourists and recreation, families getting involved back to nature within Lake Makatawa, trying to find someone who has knowledge of helping us citizens redevelop this lake and the waters here so we can have more of a foothold in our own backyard. It would be nice to have a guest or someone who has some knowledge to help us with that. I greatly appreciate your time for listening.
Thank you
so much. Bye-bye.
All right.
The thing I mentioned about a harbor advocate's what you're talking about, it would be real nice if you had a number you could dial in Lansing and somebody could discuss your problems and some of the solutions. Hopefully that will happen sometime soon.
Isn't there a harbor master in every harbor?
No.
I thought there used to be.
Well, there was at one time in Saugatuck. It's right now people call us as Tower Marina, and they call Sergeant's Marina in that if they're coming in to visit, and we're able to accommodate any visitor, find him a dock, and we work with the other marinas too, and whoever they call them, we communicate by telephone back and forth.
Mm-hmm. You get along.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, we do. We all. It's a very tight group as far as the boaters. And the Chamber of Commerce, by the way, represents collectively the boaters and the waterfront property owners.
Mm-hmm. Where do most of your boaters come from?
All over, actually. We have them from Kansas, Oklahoma City, a lot, surprisingly, from Detroit, and, of course, Chicago,
yeah,
New York. They draw in Indianapolis. You know, that's a long, that's a 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
A lot of people from Indianapolis, because this, as you know, a lot of people from St. Louis in there that came up here before they had air conditioning.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes, I didn't hear the first part of the program, but where is this man connected from?
Saugatuck. He's lived in Saugatuck for years.
Oh, but... Does he have some kind of a title or whatever?
I don't know if he has a title or not.
A title? That depends who you're listening to. I've heard a lot of... I've been called a lot of things. Some are okay.
Too many to talk about. Huh?
Yeah, right.
But I was just wondering if he was connected with the DNR or what.
Oh, I'm on the State Waterways Commission. That's seven people that representing across the state.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? We're out of time.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, thank you very much for coming on this morning, Rolly. I appreciate that.